Chapter 30, Paul Strengthens the Church for All Time. This chapter is based on RSV. Of all the games instituted among the Greeks and the Romans, the ancient foot races near Corinth were the most highly esteemed. They were witnessed by kings, nobles, and statesmen. Young men of rank and wealth took part and shrank from no effort or discipline necessary to obtain the prize. The contests were governed by strict regulations, from which there was no appeal. Those who desired to enter had to undergo severe preparatory training. Harmful indulgence of appetite, or anything that would lower mental or physical vigor, was forbidden. The muscles must be strong, and the nerves well under control. The physical powers must reach the highest mark. As the contestants made their appearance before the waiting multitude, their names were heralded, and the rules of the race were distinctly stated. Then they all started together, the fixed attention of the spectators inspiring them with determination to win. The judges were seated near the goal, that they might watch the race from beginning to end and give the prize to the true victor. Great risks were run. Some contestants never recovered from the terrible physical strain. It was not unusual for men to fall on the course, bleeding at the mouth and nose, and sometimes a contestant would drop dead when about to seize the prize. As the winner reached the goal, applause rent the air. The judge presented him with the emblems of victory, a laurel crown and a palm branch to carry in his hand. His praise was sung throughout the land, his parents received their share of honor, and even the city in which he lived was held in high esteem for having produced so great an athlete. Paul referred to these races as a figure of the Christian warfare. Every athlete, he declared, exercises self-control in all things. The runners put aside every indulgence that would tend to weaken the physical powers. How much more important that the Christian bring appetite and passion under subjection to reason and the will of God. Never must he allow his attention to be diverted by amusements, luxuries, or ease. Reason, enlightened by God's word and guided by his Spirit, must hold the reins of control. In the Corinthian games, the last few strides of the contestants in the race were made with agonizing effort to keep up undiminished speed. So the Christian, as he nears the goal, will press onward with even more determination than at the first of his course. Paul contrasts the chaplet of fading laurel received in the foot races, and the crown of immortal glory that will be given to him who runs with triumph the Christian race. They do it, he declares, to receive a perishable wreath, but we an imperishable. The Grecian runners spared themselves no toil or discipline. How much more willing should be our sacrifice and self-denial. Let us lay aside every weight, and the sin which clings so closely, and let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. Envy, malice, evil thinking, evil speaking, covetousness, these are weights that the Christian must lay aside. Every practice that brings dishonor on Christ must be put away, whatever the sacrifice. One sin cherished is sufficient to work degradation of character and to mislead others. The competitors in the ancient games, after they had submitted to self-denial and rigid discipline, were not even then sure of victory. In a race, all the runners compete, but only one receives the prize. One hand only could grasp the coveted garland. As some reached forth to secure the prize, another, an instant before them, might grasp the coveted treasure.